okay, I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? That didn't upset me. But the bitch ass hoe that told me to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me a bitch. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
That's right, y'all. Come join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? Welcome to my voice, recorded on the Anchor app. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. In short, we experience the world on a comical level, brought to you by the internet. So a lot of people out there think that they don't have a lot to say, or they wonder who would listen to them, and you will be surprised at the amount of people who view the world the same as you do. I'm, going back to the ad that you just heard about Anchor. It's pretty awesome, you know. But yeah, you'd be really surprised at how many people would agree with what you have to say, or perhaps they just want to learn to view the world as you do, or maybe they just think your voice is sexy as fuck. I don't know. Not to mention, there are just so many topics that you can discuss. The topics are endless, and it's fun AF. The point is, give yourself a chance because your voice is just as important as everyone else's. And let me tell you something, guys. If you are new to this podcast, the Professionally Silly Podcast, you are about to enjoy yourself because we get silly up in here. Okay, so can we take a second to talk about the audio clip that you guys heard in the beginning of the podcast? There is no way that woman's name isn't Karen or Susan or something like that. She's actually known as Kids Bop Karen. And that last line was fantastic. You know, they can't hear because they're listening to Kids Bop. She said bop so hard. Like, I cannot. So this video has gone freaking viral. Like, I've seen it on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and even TikTok. And I won't lie, I'm excited to do her sound on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok, Amber Smiles Jones. Self-plug. But I was wondering, I guess I kind of wonder what she does for a living. Like, what do you do? Because she didn't seem like she cared that she was being, I mean, she did care that she was being filmed, but I don't know. She just kept going for like a full minute, you know? And she definitely seems like one of those women who would call the manager on your ass so fast. Like, she apparently this whole thing started with a road rage incident between her and a Lyft driver. And the rideshare passenger was the one who recorded the Kids Bop video, you know? And I have to be honest with you, if Karen, I'm going to keep calling her that, by the way, if Karen had put her demonic little head inside the car that I was inside of, it probably would not have gone as peaceful as this video went. Because I'm one of those people who will get out the car on your ass. Like, I don't care. Okay, I know that it's probably not the safest thing to do, or the right, or even smartest thing to do, but I will. I can't tell you how many times I have gotten out of my car and I was ready to scrap and throw down with whoever was like, "What's up? I mean, you got a lot of mouth. What else you got?" You know, and that's really fucking stupid, but you know, I never claimed to be intelligent. So this incident happened in New York during rush hour on a Friday, and I don't know if any of you have been to New York during rush hour, but it is insane. So the Lyft driver cut off Karen on accident. You know, sometimes it happens. And this caused her to give him the middle finger. And the Lyft passenger wasn't sure what the fuck was going on or why she was being flicked off. So she responded with a kind thumbs up. Apparently, Karen is not a fan. He's not a fan of the hand gesture, because that's when things went cray cray, even after the Lyft driver apologized.
Sorry, sorry, really sorry.
You are?
No, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids, and she thinks she needs to take a video of it instead of apologizing like a saint.
So stopping in the middle of the road is gonna help?
You being a bitch is gonna help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know. It's
and you know what? That didn't upset me. But the bitch ass hoe.
Sorry.
That told me to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a bitch. So set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop. Attitude
it's
sucks
okay.
Dick.
And of course, those famous words were all the internet needed to feed. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch because they're listening to Kids Bop. That is legit my favorite sentence of the year. Oh, that's my favorite sentence of the year. In case you guys are wondering, her kids were listening to Kids Bop. They were listening to Lil Nas X's Old Town Road Kids Bop version at the time. So there's something. Karen has since then responded to the video of her behavior, and she doesn't seem upset with the woman who posted it. She did, however, contact Chelsea, that's the name of the woman who filmed the video, saying that if she ever got any payment or anything monetized from her video, that the money was due to her since it was her. But let me make this clear, Chelsea has not received any money for this viral video as of recording this podcast, as far as I know. I did search for that, but I couldn't find any proof that she was doing that. But anywho, she seems to be owning up to her behavior, the woman named Cameron, Karen, whose name still has not been disclosed, even stating that she deserves the negative attention that she's getting because of the way that she behaved. And she's, I can admit that it's cool of her to handle it as she has. You know, the only thing she doesn't agree with is being labeled a Republican. Apparently, you know, this video just kind of screams white privilege, even though the woman she's screaming at is a white woman in the backseat of that Lyft driver. But that, the backseat of that Lyft car. But the Lyft driver does not sound white to me. So I think that the white privilege thing actually may be an issue here, perhaps, you know. And like I said, this is a viral video. And in the eyes of many, it does show an example of white privilege. Karen says, and I quote, "I think that was a video of me in that moment. So absolutely... I think that was a video of me in that moment. So that's absolutely who I was in that moment." She told WPIX in an interview, which I'll play you guys a short clip of that in a moment. She goes on to say, "I don't think it's fair to short that responsibility. I think it's a cop out." So when she interviewed with TMZ, she admitted that her behavior was an example of white privilege at work. And she doesn't seem to mind seeing her outburst turned into memes and things like that because, you know, the episode, I guess the episode could have taken a very different turn, you know, if it was a person of color, you know, that was in her shoes. And we got to be honest with that. I laugh because it's true. It's so true. You know, had this been a black woman yelling at a white woman, this whole thing would have gone a different way. You know, come on, guys, we know this. Now, I do love the fact that she's admitting this and acknowledges that that this is something that she did wrong. And I don't think that Karen is a bad person. By the way, that's not her real name. I don't really know what it is, once again. But anyways, I think that that it's great that she understands what she did was wrong. And also creepy as hell, because it kind of like in the Shining kind of way. Like, if you guys saw this video, you would see when she just stuck her head through the window, her eyes are wide as fuck, and she looked fucking insane. She did. She really, shit, this intro got away from me. fucking Karen. I'm just kidding. Last week, we talked about Donald Trump getting punched in the face. And we talked about the scariest haunted house on the planet and more. And we had a couple of call-ins and to share as well. And it was a fun episode, I must say. And if you haven't already heard that episode, no worries. It's not too late because you can take a listen right after this episode. Haha. The link will be below in the show notes of this episode. Before we get started for the rest of this episode, I do have a favor to ask. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, pretty please click the pause button for a second. Actually, you don't even have to do that. Just go to iTunes and rate and review the Professionally Silly Podcast. This actually does help get my podcast out there to others who have not heard of us yet, so we can get ourselves some new listeners. So it'd be very, very helpful. And it doesn't really cost you a thing. It costs you nothing, honestly. Just a couple of moments of your time. So support your girl and share the Professionally Silly Podcast with a friend. Okay, listeners, let's get professionally silly. Let's do that. This week, I'm going to be featuring a few jackasses. Karen was one of them that we talked about just now. A couple of them are well known, and so we have ourselves a Jackass of the Week podcast. Yay, you get to decide who that's going to be. I haven't decided yet, but I know one of these jackasses, he's like the jackass of the year for me. I mean, he's the president, so it's not really my fault. We have a guy who left his 5-year-old daughter alone in a haunted house. Trump is lame again, and also famous rapper T.I. does some shit that I don't fucking understand. So it's gonna be an interesting one today, guys. That was hard to say. Interesting. Try to say an interesting, like really hard. It's gonna be an interesting day. I mean, you say it really fast. It's hard to fucking say. I should probably slow down. If you enjoy the Professionally Silly Podcast and you are digging me, call in or text my Google Voice number and let me know. You know, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Or you can tweet me on my Twitter at True Smiles Jones. It's spelled TRUSMILES, then my last name, Jones. So pretty much everything is spelled correctly except for True. Take out the E. Tweet me about this or text me or call in about this or any podcast episode that I've done here. I would love getting tweets from you guys. Plus, you'll get to hear yourself in the air if you call in. So that's kind of cool. Now, listeners, I've got some awesome information to share with those of you who are interested in starting your own podcast for Frizzle, okay? For Frizzle. And then we're going to get back into this random episode. I know, and I want to go ahead and mention to you guys that pretty soon I'm hoping to have more sponsored ads in the podcast coming soon, but this is what allows me to continue making this podcast for you guys for free. So if you don't want to hear the ads, that sucks and it's dumb because it's interesting and it has information that may be helpful for you. So don't skip. But if you do skip, you know, that's totally fine. I just want to let you guys know that pretty soon we will be getting more sponsored ads that will help me continue to bring you Professionally Silly Podcast for free. So, you know, just kind of bear with me on that.
Sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Meet the woman the internet is calling Kids Bop Karen after her profanity-laced rant went viral.
I tried to tell her that she's not setting an example. Both of our windows are open. There was a kid in the back who visibly looked upset.
That's Chelsea Klein on the receiving end of the encounter.
Sorry.
That told me to calm down? What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a...
All of it, an apparent case of road rage.
I guess my driver must have cut her off. I looked at the window. She's giving the finger. So I, like I usually do when I'm driving, just gave a thumbs up.
I'm sorry. Really sorry.
You are?
No, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry.
It happened on Friday during rush hour as Klein was on her way home to New Jersey.
I said, calm down. The reason I filmed is because I was actually scared she was going to do something because she looked very hostile and had a scary look in her eyes.
Klein says after the video went viral, she got an unusual comment on her personal Instagram account.
She looks 30 pounds lighter in her Insta feed. Also, her complexion is better. She should have these filters in real life.
The woman on the video has since emailed Klein telling her, "Any money you make promoting my likeness is due to me." We are not identifying the woman in the video, but did speak to her. She told Pix 11 News, "I think that was a video of me in that moment, so that's absolutely who I was in that moment. I don't think it's fair to short that responsibility. I think that's a cop-out. I wish Chelsea the best, and I wish the Lyft driver the best." And Chelsea tells us that she wants to clear up any kind of misconception that she may be profiting from this video. She says she has not made any money from that viral encounter. We're on the west side. I'm Cristian Benavides, Pix 11 News.
Now, everyone has their favorite pizza place, and for some, it's the mom and pop shops, and, you know, and for others, they tend to choose between the fast food pizza places that are available to us, those, you know, those chains like Pizza Hut, Domino's, or Papa John's. Now, me, myself, personally, which is, like, redundant, like, three times, but I'm with those mom and pop shop lovers. There's something about, you know, a family-owned business that is not franchised. They always seem to have the best food. You know, and these franchise places, they all have their robotic recipes, and these family businesses, they put a little love into their food. Now, we're about to talk about a guy who is definitely not a fan of the franchise pizza shops. Well, you know, at least not Pizza Hut. We have a guy in Wisconsin, who hates Pizza Hut hard as hell right now. A 25-year-old man whose name was redacted from the police report, along with his girlfriend, ordered a personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut in the village of Weston, in Wisconsin. He wanted extra cheese on his pizza. But once he got his order, he left, but his girlfriend came back a few minutes later, and she came back enraged, enraged enough for the both of them. So she stormed right through the door, saying that her order wasn't right and that they didn't have enough cheese on it. And an employee did offer to remake the pizza, but, you know, but also let her know that it would come out as, you know, pretty much the same as the first pizza. Now, my assumption is that they probably were using like a measuring cup or something that they can be sure that they don't waste ingredients. You know, it's just a way to save money. Like, kind of like how like there are some bartenders who have those pour count machines that are attached to the bottles so they don't over pour their liquor. Because obviously when you run out of something, you have to buy more of it, you know? So it's all about controlling the portions so that they save money. And it makes complete sense to me. You know, but I'm a logical person. So the girlfriend also said that her boyfriend wasn't going to eat the pizza. Then she walked over to the trash can and she threw it away. She threw the pizza away in the trash can in front of them and left the building like that was going to bother them. Who cares, right? And a few moments later, the boyfriend returns, completely just pissed off, you know, and he's yelling and screaming and acting very strange, according to to witnesses. And the boyfriend refused a new pizza and said something about employees spitting in food or something like that, you know. And the employee that actually called 911 said that they called because they were afraid, which is understandable these days. You know, people tend to go off the handle, you know, when things aren't, like, they go off the handle over things that aren't really that important, you know, and they can become very violent over the smallest thing. So I don't blame her for calling the police at all. I would have done so too, you know. But of course, as always, when the police get there, the couple is gone, and the manager gave the cops their license plate and the phone number that they used when they called to order their takeout. So they aren't too bright. So the police tracks them down. And when they do, the boyfriend said that he does not believe he should be issued a citation because he is an American and works hard. Now, y'all can't tell, but I rolled my eyes hard as fuck just now, because he decided screaming and swearing at the Pizza Hut employees, you know, that was okay, and him pleading not guilty when he appeared in court was gonna make a difference. Okay, I'm about to say some shit, some real shit right now, some real life shit right now. I feel like this was a white man. I do. Let me explain why I'm saying this. Okay, as a black woman, I have seen a lot of white privilege behavior. Okay, I have. Now, the fact that he thinks that he's more important than anyone else, that's on the top of the list why I think he's a white dude. Hey, I'm a hard-working American, and when I want extra cheese, by golly damn it, I better get it by my standards. That's some white shit, okay? Like everyone else, you know, like everyone else at the Pizza Hut, they aren't hard workers, okay? They work hard too. Like, what the fuck, you know? And I don't know, guys. All of this because he didn't like the amount of cheese that was on his personal pan pizza. This wasn't even like a grown-up pizza. This is a personal pan pizza. It's what you get children. Come on, man. My guy needs to get past that age of, mommy, can you tie my shoes for me? He needs to get past that, because he definitely acted like a fucking child. And he's lucky they redacted his name from the police report, because, you know, Twitter and social media would have lit his ass up. As a matter of fact, another reason why I think he's white. Only they can get their names redacted from shit. You know, niggas, they don't redact our names from nothing. Shit. Yep. I kind of want some Pizza Hut. It's no secret that Donald Trump isn't the most loved president that we've had, or he's not even a very well-liked person in general. He's actually one of the most hated men in America, possibly the world, according to the internet. And as you guys know, he's up for impeachment. He's known to be racist and even labeled a criminal. So obviously his public relations team has a lot of work to do, and I would imagine from everything we are seeing in the media and online every day of every week, it could be hard for even Trump himself not to look for some sort of personal validation. So he's been going to a lot of sporting events looking for just that, some personal validation. And he probably just wants someone who isn't associated with his negative claims, you know, like a group of people to publicly praise him, you know, and come. Some say that it all began during the World Series and he made an appearance and the fans booed him. I'm talking thousands of people. Can you imagine being booed by a stadium of people? That's crazy. Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up. I had to share that with you guys. That's what they're chanting. They are chanting, lock him up. And clearly that didn't go too well, his visit into the World Series. So he tried his luck again at a UFC event. And my guess is he was hoping to get what he didn't get at the World Series. You know, a little TLC from the crowd. This was their reaction. I don't know if you guys can clearly hear that, but the crowd is booing him. Makes sense. If you want to hear the crowd boo him or scream and chant, lock him up, just go to Twitter or YouTube, you know, search it. I'm sure you can find it. Trump will be attending a Alabama Crimson Tide football game I wonder why he would want to visit that school after being booed the first two times in that particular location. I'm thinking he'll probably get the reaction that he's been looking for. But, you know, the fact is that pretty much everywhere he goes, he can't find the love. And I think it's beautiful. Yeah, honestly, to me, it's beautiful. I am a gay black female. I'm not exactly the target audience for Trump. He's not a fan of either one of those titles that I have, you know. And I'm not a fan of him or his beliefs. So I don't, you know, I don't tend to get political on this podcast, but not my president. I feel like this episode is like full of jackasses. I mean, it shouldn't really be that surprising. The world itself is full of jackasses too, so there's really no escaping the reality that a lot of people just plain suck. Anyways, we that's morbid. We have a 35-year-old Florida man, Charles Jones, who decided to leave his 5-year-old daughter alone at a haunted house on Halloween night. I have no words. I mean, I have words. Obviously, this is a podcast after all. But what I want to say is, what the entire fuck? Okay, all right. So police were called to the haunted house after the young girl was found unsupervised there. And I can imagine how terrifying that must have been for her. Not knowing anyone, and it was at a location where it's intentionally made to be scary. So I can imagine. Now, it was said that she was left alone for at least 2 or 3 hours, and that must have been horrifying for her. Now, luckily, we had a few wonderful human beings who waited with her until police arrived, and it's always good to know that not all people are human garbage, so that's good. It's good to know that. Just kind of keep that in the back of your mind, Smile Squad. Now, the police received a phone call from Charles, and he went to the station to pick up his daughter, and he was arrested for child neglect. So, good. Fuck him. What annoys me is just after one day in custody, he managed to get bonded out for just $3,000. And, oh, did I mention he's an ex-con as well? Yeah. Father of the Year award, ladies and gentlemen, is going to go to him. He's going to grab that. Obviously, I'm being facetious. SAT word. He's been convicted for aggravated assault, selling cocaine, armed robbery, resisting an officer with violence, and narcotic possession. So he's done over 11 years in state prison as well. So that's nice. So ladies, or gents, I don't really know his sexual proclivities, but if you're interested, he might be single. Look him up, ladies. what a jackass. Okay, guys, so This one might take the cake for jackass of the week. We all know Trump is jackass of the century, so if he doesn't take this one week, we'll be all right. So this next story is just fucked up. It is, and I think many of you will agree with me. And if you don't agree with me, I think you might need to see somebody about why you're so horrible. Well, so what age should a girl or a woman be to make her own decisions about sex? What is considered overbearing as a parent? What is the proper age to trust your child's judgment? These are probably just a few of the many questions that parents have. Now, I am not a parent. Let me make that clear. But I used to be a child, and honestly, sometimes I still kind of am. So, you know, I got I got a little bit of experience, you know, and I got common sense as a human being on this earth. Rapper T.I. has found a way to be sure that his daughter's innocence is protected in quotes. I don't even really know how to describe what he's thinking. And the way that he has this I don't know. The way that he's doing this is weird as fuck. Okay. He has admitted to the world that he is certain that his daughter is a virgin. And the reason that he knows this is because he takes his daughter, Deja, who is currently 18 years old, to the gynecologist to ensure that his daughter's hymen is still intact. Yeah. Oh, God. Essentially, he's taking his daughter for, well, virginity checks, when you think about it. This is disgusting. And it's fucking insane to me. And it's just weird. So T.I. Was on a podcast called Ladies Like Us. And they asked him if he had had the sex talk with his daughter yet. And his response to that question was, well, it was insane. So listen to this.
Yes. Not only have we had the conversation, we have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Oh, you hey. Do you go with her?
She's a prisoner.
Yes, I go with her. So we'll go. You know what I mean? I say, Deja, they want you to sign this.
They want you to sign this right now. I need to know if your hymen's still there.
So we can share information. Do you have is there anything that you would not want me to know? Oh, okay. See, Doc, ain't no problem.
What the entire fuck? That is ridiculous as hell to me. I'm shook. Like, it's, oh man, I heard the interview before and I saw the social media posts and the tweets about it. And, you know, that's why I wanted to talk about it on here in case those of you hadn't heard of it yet. But it's not okay. It's not okay. Not only does he do this to his daughter, who probably only gave him consent to do this just to shut him up and to keep the peace. But now he's now announcing it to the world without her consent. And I got to be honest with you, I do not think that Deja agreed for him to announce that weird, embarrassing, unnecessary shit to the world. Can you imagine what that must feel like? Like, I'm sure she's aware that that shit is weird and didn't want the world to know it, you know? Not only does he, oh my God, not only does he share this with the world, but he said it as if he was expecting an attaboy. You're a completely normal human being father doing amazing fatherly things. No, that's not gonna happen. And it was uncomfortable that the women who were interviewing him were laughing at this as if it were funny. Or maybe it was one of those things where it was so weird and uncomfortable, all you could really do was laugh. I'm hoping that's what that was, but yeah, I feel so bad for Deja. I do. His daughter. That is such a violation. And it's like he's saying that his daughter is his property to maintain. Like she's a lawn or you know, like it's front lawn or something. Like I'm not saying that he doesn't love his daughter. I'm not saying that at all. I'm sure that he does. But this is a little much. Like, she is essentially she's a woman now, and her privacy was violated, and it was violated so publicly. Good God. First off, if you, all right, you don't even have to have sex for your hymen to tear. Okay. Obviously that's one of the most popular ways that it can happen, but it can also happen if you're very active in sports or, you know, using tampons or even bike riding, like, you know. And he would leave, now from what I understand, he actually leaves reminder notes on her door telling her, you know, doctor's appointment at 9 a.m., you know, be there, you know. And of course, you know, you aren't going to defy your father, whose house you're living inside of, who can cut you off at any moment. Now, I'm not saying that he threatened that at all, but, you know, one does wonder. My question to you is, what will his apology video be like, or his apology letter? What will it look like? Will we forgive him? Like, this seems to be, you know, the thing these days. Say something dumb as hell online, or do something dumb as hell online, post it, and then, you know, face the wrath of the internet. then issue an apology on social media trying to save your career. It's like it's the new trend, and I want in. Because, you know, it used to be you needed a sex tape to make it. Now you just need to do or say some stupid shit and then apologize later for it. It's just easier than a sex tape, I gotta say. T.I., brother, listen, okay? I'm from Atlanta. I love your music. I've been a fan of you since I was, like, in middle school. However, you know, leave your daughter's hymen alone. It's none of your fucking business, bro. It's none of your business. Like, T.I. listens to my podcast. That would be random. But if you do listen to this, T.I., you're fucking weird, bro. You're fucking weird. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's there are cameras everywhere. So unless you're willing to make an apology video or write an apology letter, keep your fucking mouth shut. Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Nah, I mean, honestly, y'all can say whatever, do whatever you want, you know, but however, just be prepared for the consequences of your words and or actions, because you have to remember, even though you can say or do whatever the fuck you want, so can the people you're doing or saying that around. So good luck to you. Professionally silly rules, okay? Life rules there. Listeners, I need you to do me a favor and share the Professionally Silly podcast with a friend. And if you own an Apple device, please go to iTunes to rate and review this podcast. I feel like I've earned 5 stars, but I could be a little biased. I don't know. But good news is it is absolutely free to review. So not to mention, it's a great way to help bring my podcast to new ear canals. So that'd be great. I would love, love, love to have new listeners. So help this podcast grow by rating this podcast 5 stars. Also, make sure you guys check out the links below in the show notes of this podcast, because there is lots of awesome bonus information for you guys in there, like my social media information. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Oh, by the way, I love reading your tweets, so make sure you tweet a sister, okay? I've also got a YouTube channel, as I mentioned earlier in the beginning of this podcast. It's also called Professionally Silly as well, same as the podcast. Yeah, yes. Yes, I am one of those YouTubers. Leave me alone. Join in on the silly visually. Follow me, subscribe me, fan me, whatever you want to call it. Let's get together and laugh together. There's enough bullshit going on in this world to keep us down, so it's nice to escape with a little bit of laughter. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Right, I should really get into phone sex. I think I'd be good at it. Feel free to call in about any episode or tweet me about any episode here that you may have heard on Professionally Silly. And if you don't have the Anchor app, you can also call or text me at 805-664-1828. Or if you want, you can even email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Tell me which episode that you listened to and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Oh, and you might even get a chance to hear your voice on the air, which is always cool. I don't care what year it is. It's always cool to hear your voice on the air. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Ugh.